Here we are with our first movie talk episode. I'm here with Jason Haney, Ethan Pitak, and our guest, Mr. Parent. We're going to be talking about movies.
All right, so what are we talking about?
Movies from different decades. Different decades. Yes. 90s, 80s, right, 2000s, 2010s.
Are we going to do it in that order? 90s, 80s, 2000s, 2010? We're just no specific order.
We can go any order.
It would make sense to make it go in
order. Maybe start with the 80s?
Yeah.
Or are we going to go backwards?
Doesn't matter. All right. Let's start off with the 80s.
Whatever, it's your show.
Start with the 80s. All right, 80s.
So.
What do you have?
Like my favorite movie or what I think is the best movie?
What do you think is the best movie?
Best movie of the 80s. I think the movie that kind of defines the 80s, I have to go with Back to the Future. I'm going to say Back to the Future is the, and I think all three movies are kind of the same movie. But Back to the Future, my favorite movie from the 80s is E.T. Really? I always loved E.T. when I was a little kid.
See, I wasn't around in the 80s, so I don't really have preference on favorite movie.
All right, yeah.
But I think best movie is Back to the Future as well.
All right, so we agree. Better. What does Pitak think?
Top Gun.
Top Gun is the best movie of the 80s?
You know, like, I saw it when I was younger. Yeah, my favorite.
Is it the best or is it your favorite?
My favorite.
What's the best? What do you think the best movie of the 80s is?
You know? I have no clue, really.
Because he wasn't alive?
I wasn't alive. I haven't seen a lot of 80s movies.
Well, what do you do with all your time?
Nothing really.
I'm not going to say.
That makes it sound way more suspicious.
It doesn't.
All right, so that's it? That's it?
That's
We're
the 80s.
On from the 80s?
I mean, if you have any disagreements with the 80s.
Well, why Top Gun?
Because it has cool music.
Cool music?
And
just the anthem, or do you mean like all the, like Kenny Loggins, yeah. Danger Zone? Like,
Danger Zone, yeah.
Danger Zone.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think about Back to the Future? Why Back
I
to the
just,
Future?
It's just a good movie that represents the theme of the 80s. There's like...
Which is what, time travel?
No, the theme is like, it's color. It's all like, it's color.
Jason, do you think before the 80s there was no color?
No, I'm saying like, it, like the actual...
It's colorful.
It's set in the 80s.
It's set in the 80s and the 50s.
And the 50s.
And the 18-somethings.
And I don't know, but it's
and
just...
And the future.
I just think that it's a good 80s movie to watch.
Actually, I think it's set this year, isn't it?
2015.
Oh, is it 15?
Yeah.
15,
all
right. Yeah.
That's when they said we would have a
funny because we think they thought the future of 2019 was going to be flying cars, but we think that's the future.
What? I mean, okay. Let's talk about the 80s.
It is true.
Okay, now we're on with the 80s.
So are there any other movie 80s movies that might be in the running?
Yeah. Well, like, see, we're talking about scary movies. There's some good scary movies in the 80s, too.
Like what? What would be your favorite?
The Shining. That's really good. It's a classic movie.
Rocky IV.
Rocky IV is a scary movie? You're worried he was going to die.
No. Drago's scary.
The Shining is just a good movie. Good scary movie. It's in the 80s, so it's pretty good.
I don't know if I would consider Rocky a scary movie.
It's not. He's just...
He's kind of dumb.
What do you think? Any more movies in the 80s?
Well, I think there's a few Rocky movies in the 80s, aren't there?
Rocky III...
Would you consider Star Wars movies to be 80s movies? I know the first Star Wars comes out in 1977, but
no, it was
both
an, it was
sequels
an 80.
Are 80 an 80 and 83.
Well, then, yeah.
I thought it was an 80. The first one's
1977.
So the next one came out?
I think 1980 is Empire Strikes Back, which I think is the best of the original Star Wars movies.
I wasn't really the biggest fan of Star Wars.
I'm not a huge Star Wars fan either, but I just wonder, like, would you throw those in? Like, is Empire Strikes Back an 80s movie?
It is, because it was in 1980.
Okay, so this is just a firm...
Yeah.
Right. So you are just, by the book, like, deadline. The 80s starts in 1980.
Yeah. January 1st.
I feel
1st,
like there's a little bit of a carryover.
January 1st, 1201.
Those first few years of the 80s are really just, like, carryover from the 70s. And
nope,
then you
start off with the 80s.
All right, okay. All right.
1990s.
I think there's a few good movies. Like, Ghostbusters was a big 80s movie. The Indiana Jones trilogy, I'm pretty sure, was almost all in the 80s. I'm not sure if Last Crusade was early 90s or not. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That was a good one, too.
Kind of definitive of the 80s. all those John Hughes movies from the 80s, like 16 Candles and Pretty in Pink and Breakfast Club.
They're teen movies.
Those are all like, when you think of 80s movies, those are movies that you think of. Big.
They represent
Stand 80s. By Me.
They represent 80s as a whole. The whole movies.
Well, I'm saying Back to the Future is the defining trilogy of the 80s, but E.T. is still my favorite movie.
I think Back to the Future is both for me, because I like, it's a really good movie.
Right. Any final thoughts on the 80s, P-Tech?
I haven't seen E.T. in about like 8 years.
Yeah.
It always scared me as a child.
I loved E.T.
I was always scared of it.
I started eating Reese's Pieces as like a candy, as like my favorite candy, even though I don't even know if I like them. I think I just like them because E.T. ate them. Some serious judgment coming across the table. From
yeah,
T-tag
we're not.
Right there. All right, move on to the 90s.
90s.
Jurassic Park.
I forgot.
I have Jurassic Park on my
I forgot
list.
What
I'm
I put.
Wearing
for the
hoodie.
Mm-hmm. I forgot what I put for the 90s.
Well, what do you think the best? All right, I'm gonna rattle off some of my favorite movies from the 90s, and then you tell me if maybe. My favorite movie of all time is a 90s movie.
Oh, yeah, I had Pulp
Scent
Fiction.
Of a Woman.
I had Pulp Fiction in mine.
Starring Al Pacino. It's not a movie that's like an epic movie in any way. It's just a movie that I've always just really liked the story. Saving Private Ryan is, I think, like 1997 or 1998. And that's a movie that is constantly talked about even today. Pulp Fiction, which you just said.
Yeah, that's great.
Pulp Fiction is kind of I think one of those movies that pops up on every list of the 90s. Jurassic Park was a game changer.
Uh-huh.
It's not only just a good story, but the use of CGI in Jurassic Park. From there on out, you start to see CGI in so many more movies.
It
changes the way they make movies.
Back then, it looked so real,
too.
Like it was actually a T-Rex.
I mean, I know you weren't born yet, but I saw Jurassic Park in the theater, and I remember thinking, like, oh my God.
Theater.
This looks really good. Shawshank Redemption, I think, is on the top. Whenever you find those lists online of like the greatest movies of all time, not just by decades, like Shawshank Redemption is usually in the top five.
I never seen it.
You never seen Shawshank Redemption? Have you ever seen Shawshank Redemption? Oh my God!
Who's in it?
To do this weekend. Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins.
Of course, Morgan Freeman's in it. He's in everything.
He's not the main character.
Well, he's in everything though.
I think that's kind of the movie that made him like really famous. He had been in movies before Shawshank Redemption, but he wasn't like a huge star.
Yeah.
I think this is the one that really like kind of
put him on the map.
Edge, Forrest Gump. I don't think you can do a list of greatest movies of all time without throwing Forrest Gump on the list. Braveheart.
That's also a good movie. I watched it.
Braveheart is an epic
freedom.
Like, it's not the most accurate movie ever, but it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
The Usual Suspects. That is the first like big twist movie that I can remember ever seeing. Yeah. And then Terminator 2 is firmly a 90s movie. The first Terminator movie I didn't think was all that great, but Terminator 2?
No, they're
I love Terminator.
They weren't my favorite.
The Sandlot would be a 90s movie.
93.
It was
it's about
it was,
the 50s.
It was good. It was a good
movie.
Sports movie.
Sandlot's maybe the best baseball movie of all time.
It is.
Yeah.
I personally agree with Pulp Fiction. I think that's probably the best. There's the story arc, and there's just these little details in the story that if you watch over a couple times, you can get some new stuff. You can see new things.
I mean, I'm torn on this because my favorite movie of all time is Scent of a Woman. But I think that between Jurassic Park and Forrest Gump and maybe Shawshank Redemption, those are the classic 90s movies.
What do you think?
And I feel like Pulp Fiction probably belongs in that list if
it's
like a top five.
Just like the storyline, you can't go wrong with it. There's so many things that happen, the details in the story.
And I think Pulp Fiction is also one of the first movies that I remember doing we'll start at the end. Like the movie starts at the end, and then you figure out how they got there. And you don't even realize you're watching the end of the movie when you start the movie.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of movies that do that now. In fact, every episode of Breaking Bad basically did that. I think there's a name for that, but I don't know what it is. In cinema, there's a name for like starting with the end and then looping back around.
What do you think for your favorite 90s movie, Ethan?
Sandlot. Yeah.
Favorite.
See, that's a good call. I like The Sandlot.
I watched it a lot.
All right. So you chose favorite. You have to pick one. You can't be three. You have to pick one.
If I got to say the best 90s movie,
yeah,
I'm just going to say Jurassic Park because I think it's a game changer.
So Jurassic Park, I like Pulp Fiction the best. You like Sandlot?
Sandlot, yeah.
Even more than Jurassic Park?
Even though you're wearing a Jurassic Park hoodie right now? Yeah, exactly. This is a hard decision to make, isn't it?
No, it's Jurassic Park, 100%.
Okay. 2010, 2000s.
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
Ooh. I didn't even have Dark Knight on my list.
Really?
I should have.
I had Dark Knight. It's just the Joker, Heath Ledger, great actor. He was really good in that movie. He made the movie what it was.
I like Joker more than Batman.
You like the movie Joker?
No, that in Dark Knight, I liked Joker.
Oh, yeah,
more
the character is way better.
Obviously.
In the beginning, and even he does that bank robbing scene.
Yeah.
He's just so good at
I do think the Dark Knight is a really good movie.
It's up. It's the best in 2000s.
See, again, kind of torn. Like, Gladiator is a great movie from the from the early 2000s. I think it's actually from the year 2000. I really like Iron Man, and Iron Man really kind of sets up the next 10 to 15 years of
Marvel
big movies. It starts the Marvel universe. So I feel like Iron Man is a big game changer. I don't know if it's
only
the
good
because
of
the movie.
It's only good
it's great
of
because of everything that comes after
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the only reason because like
you know you can't watch the movie and not know what happens next. Yeah. But I remember watching the movie and thinking like, wow, this is a really good movie.
Yeah, but you don't understand the whole universe yet. You only see what's happening there.
I would say like sitting because I'm pretty sure Iron Man and The Dark Knight both came out in the same year.
Not that Dark Knight came out in 2010.
No, it was 2008. Came out in 2008, yeah.
I think they both came out in 2008.
Yeah.
And I do remember like watching those movies in the theater and thinking The Dark Knight was the better movie. But it never went anywhere. I didn't like The Dark Knight Rises. I didn't think
that was still good. I liked The Dark Knight Rises a lot.
I didn't enjoy it as much. I like Batman Begins better than The Dark Knight Rises.
Really?
Yeah, really. You know, it's more highly rated on.
I don't care. Heath Ledger was the better actor.
I like The Dark Knight. I like Batman Begins better than The Dark Knight Rises. Not
oh
than
right
the
Rises.
Dark Knight. I don't like The Dark Knight.
I like
Rises
better than
the third part.
I think it's Rises is pretty close.
Yeah.
To being close.
There's, you have the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy in the early 2000s. No. I like the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
I know
I
it's
think
just
that's like.
I just think it's, kind of. I don't know. I just wasn't really a big
like
fan.
You don't like fantasy stuff.
Yeah. I like realistic.
Spider-Man?
Like Marvel movies?
They can be
realistic. You like realistic.
They can be
like,
realistic.
You know, like a guy who waves his hand around and opens portals.
They can be
realistic.
That can be what happened.
That's totally
realistic. Well, that's
realistic.
Not like ogres and like...
Talking raccoons and trees.
Okay, so...
It's not like ogres.
Okay.
They couldn't possibly have an ogre. I have two really like favorite movies from the early 2000s: Big Fish and Secondhand Lines.
No, Big Fish.
I show them in school all the time because
I like Big Fish. Secondhand Lines was good too. We watched both those in your class.
You got any other movies from the early 2000s that you
early
think are like 2000s? Really important?
Spider-Man.
The original Raimi trilogy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't The Princess Bride in 2000s too?
No, I think that was the 80s.
Was it 80s?
Yeah. Fred Savage
was
a little kid.
Was it 90s?
Fred Savage is a little kid. Peter Falk is in that movie.
Oh, was it 90s or 80s?
I think it's 80s.
80s. That was a good movie, too.
The kid from The Wonder Years is the kid in the movie. And he's still a kid. He's like 40 now.
They all tell the same, like, it's just a bunch of other stories, like, around the same story.
Yeah.
Even in The Big Fish, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Secondhand Lions. They wrote stories about people in the story.
Castaway. That's always a good movie. I don't know if I'd put it on my list.
No.
Great
Tom movies. Hanks is a good actor. No. He's not.
Okay.
The best.
We should do an episode sometime about Tom Hanks' best movies.
We're going to do a lot of those episodes.
All right.
2010s. Okay, 2010s.
All right. I honestly think that the most important movie from the 2010s is The Avengers. Because...
Which Avengers? Just the original?
The original Avengers.
2012 Avengers.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It changed Hollywood.
Well, yeah, but there's other movies that changed Hollywood too, and that big factor. Like
right.
I think Endgame was better than
we don't know where that's going. That was last year. It was less than a year ago.
Still, I still think it's the best movie in the
But I don't movies. Think I don't think Endgame is a movie. I think it's the second half of Infinity War. I feel like that those two movies together are a movie. It's like Lord of the Rings.
Okay, well, if those two movies are together, those are the best two movies.
Okay.
Probably of all of 2000s.
And I think it's weird because now you never had this before with the Marvel Cinematic Universe where you kind of have to watch 20 plus movies to really get the whole story.
Yeah.
And you never had that before.
No.
You might have had a trilogy, or even with, I think the closest thing to the Marvel Cinematic Universe is James Bond. James Bond had 20 plus movies, but they're not all part of the same story. We changed actors a couple times, and they like rebooted it and restarted it multiple times. The continuity of the James Bond series is really murky, and it doesn't all make sense, and nobody ever really cared. Whereas people pick apart the Marvel movies for little things that don't add up or don't
make sense,
or never resolved or don't make sense. It's like it's all one big story.
Which it basically is.
Yeah. So
that's why it's so good.
Are any of those movies like a story unto themselves? What do you think the best Marvel movie is?
Endgame or Infinity War. Yeah, they're both really good.
Okay.
You can't go wrong.
What about you?
Because the way it ends in Infinity War, it ends badly for the heroes.
It's like Empire Strikes Back.
It ends badly.
Yeah.
For your main characters.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You gotta have an opinion on this.
What, best Marvel movie?
Yeah.
Best Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
So like,
maybe if you say it one more time.
My favorite, or like the best produced.
What does that mean? What is your favorite Marvel movie?
Endgame.
All right. So.
What's yours?
My favorite.
You like Civil War, don't you?
I do. I like Winter Civil Soldier. War, but I like Winter Soldier.
We gotta go soon.
I really like Winter Soldier. All right.
That's all the time. That's all the time we have. The bell just rang, so. We'll talk to you
3 minutes ago.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next time on Movie Talk.